to present the award for Voice Actor of the Year, the Queen of Bad Dreams, Charisse.
Hello, this is Melancholy of Charisse. So, voice acting is one of the roots of VH amongst many things, and I'm here to present Voice Actor of the Year. So exciting. So, the nominees for this category are Russ, Read to Me, Blackjack AV, Heaven Incarnate, and Apotheria. Now, these are all very talented voice actors, but the one that you, VH, voted as Voice Actor of the Year is... drumroll, please. Insert drumroll here, and tumbleweed here. The winner is... Blackjack AV! Congratulations, Blackjack!
Oh, shit. What the hell? Voice Actor of the Year? What? No way. This is... to me, the Voice Actor of the Year is the biggest award at the Golden Cupcakes. I don't know. What? Oh, my God. Wow. I'm so... honored. You guys have no idea the fact that you think I got, I don't know, Voice Actor of the Year. Wow. Sorry, this is freaking epic. I'm in disbelief. I love it. Thanks guys, this is like a legit, like I feel like I just earned a show badge for this. Wow. Thanks.
Bring Zane up here. Zane, come up here, you magnificent bastard.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? How you guys doing? Everybody, yes. I'm here to present the Voice Actress of the Year. And this award is for those who are good at acting. Yes. Not for those people who are not good at acting, but people who are good at acting. Wow, that seems like an oxymoron right there. But, yet though, it's time to show who the nominees are and the winner. Because nobody really cares if I could just say the winner right now, and they can come get their award, and yeah. Because that's what everyone's listening for. And I'm going to stall. Yeah. So that way they have to wait. And wait. And wait. It's evil. It's genius. Oh, but hey, you know what? Let's get this started, shall we? So without further ado, the nominees for Voice Actress of the Year are Sundance Girl, Faded Phantom, Julie H., Skywish, Axel the Great, and now the winner of Voice of the Golden Cupcake, a Voice Actress of the Year, is... You know, instead of unveiling this, I could actually just start just talking away. You know, this envelope right here? Yeah, it's not going away. It's not going away. It's not going away. Someone's gonna kill me. I know they are. Alright, so the winner is Skywish! So congratulations, Skywish, and come up and receive your award.
On behalf of Skywish, my bitch, I accept this award. I'm only saying that. I'm only calling you that, Sky, because you didn't record anything. I'm disappointed that you didn't record anything. You're too humble. You never think you're going to win stuff. Okay, well, a lot of Skywish's acting was done in FameQuest Horror. I think she's an amazing actress, and I think, I always thought she was underrated as an actress, like a lot of people hadn't heard her act, but I guess they have, because she won this award, and I think it's well-deserved. Good job, Skywish. I love you, and I'm going to take this award, and I'm going to bring it to you, if you know what I mean. Okay, let's move on now, and we will go to Musical-tastic.
And the next category is Judges of the Year. The nominees are Jeffers, Zelina, and MB Lee for Happiest Competition on Earth Season 2, Rachel Yeller, Valkyrie Celeste, and Jeffers for Pop Star, Dylan Collins and OMG Awkward Turtle for Cover It, Blackjack AV and Cooper for Rhythmatic Revolution, and Blackjack AV and Cassie for Entertain Us Season 2. And the winner is Dylan Collins and OMG Awkward Turtle for Cover It.
Thank you. Can you stop the music? I'd like to make my acceptance speech. Hey, can you please stop the music? Ambie, please stop. Ambie. All right. Ambie's a little... She's gone completely batshit crazy. Let me first say, and this is not Musical-tastic's fault, this is Drunk Ambie's fault. It was Copper and Blackjack that were nominated, not Cooper. But that was Ambie's fault. But I just wanted to give props. Even though he didn't win, I just thought I would give him his proper name. I'm honestly surprised we won this one, too. Judging's a funny thing. You're always walking a tightrope. You have to balance constructive critiques without being mean and keep the show fun and entertaining while still being legit. And if you have a bad co-judge, you just have to, like, fake chemistry and it always falls flat. And a lot of times, I'm constantly thinking about that stuff when recording. I believe judging well is kind of an art. With Turtle, I never have to do any of that. I don't, or think of any of that, or worry about it. We just do the show. And she's amazing. And she knows exactly when to react to things that I say and when not to, and how to react to things. Like, she knows when to act like she's fake upset, or when to, like, be a bitch back. Like, she just knows. And she keeps stuff legit, too, and fun. And she's absolutely amazing. Because, like, I do a lot of shows. I judge a lot of shows. Turtle just judges that one. So, in my mind, if we're winning this award for best judging, it's because of Turtle. So, thank you, Turtle. I accept this award on your behalf. If there's only one of these awards and there's not two, I'm still going to keep it anyway. All right. Let's bring up Sexy Face Melly.
...2011 was an incredible year for Voice Hollywood. Most befittingly, you can see that in this category, Production of the Year. 2011 introduced a number of new producers to VH who challenged the old to create more interesting and fresh ideas. Whether these producers were innovating a new singing show, bringing to life a fresh radio play, boggling our minds with expertly crafted video productions, or entertaining us and filling our days with exciting podcasts, all were great successes. The nominees for Production of the Year are The Radio things. By Dylan Collins.
I'm eating them.
So in spite of this slight setback, we are still going to beat the other team. We may as well be the Honey Badgers.
So Tim the Vampire by Trick or Treat.
This little predicament.
My name's Tim, and believe it or not, I'm a vampire. No, not like those glittery, sunshiny, undead little good-looking guys you see in the movies. I'm an actual vampire.
Discourse with Dylan by Dylan Collins.
For some reason, I had a request today that I do another episode. I don't know why people listen to just us talking, but they do, and that's the important thing. I'm here with Valkyrie Celeste. Hi, Val.
Happiest Competition on Earth, Season 2, by Jeffers, Zelina, and Andy Lee.
It was more or less, make us not want to barf when we hear it. I think that's what we called it.
Cover It by Dylan Collins and OMG Awkward Turtle.
Yo, I just graduated and so did my vagina.
That's Maddie's vagina talking.
Yes. Well, no, Maddie's vagina does not also have a vagina. That was just Maddie talking.
I Want My VTV by Blackjack
AV. 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome, guys. Yes, I Want My VTV, brand new series. Brand new. It's not a show. It's not actually a show.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's just a showcase of us.
The Circle is Broken by Ronan Raccoon.
Zira, I was part of it, but I don't want to be. Because... I love you. She'll never believe me.
Yeah, Text Me Back by Snowfender.
Her favorite color. Yeah, I know I already canceled my order, but can't you just... Yeah, I know you're busy, but I... Hello? Hello?
19 Nocturne Series by Julie H.
Don't you, Hot Lips?
I guess. I've never looked for them.
You know I call you Hot Lips, don't you?
I guess.
And Entertain Us Season 2 by Blackjack AV.
Yes. I'm pumped. Hey, you can't talk yet. Guest judge, quiet.
And the winner is... The Radio by Dylan Collins. Congratulations.
What the fuck? I'm floored. I'm shocked. I thought the radio had no chance. It wasn't really... This award is awesome because the radio is the hardest show I've ever produced. All of the other three producers that were producing it with me dropped. Thus, I won by default, which makes me happy. But if that's any... idea of how hard of a show it was, the other three producers dropped. I think Zane got eliminated, but the other two dropped. A lot of the other actors on the show dropped. It's just it was just a really hard show, and so it means a lot to me that you guys all liked it so much. I'd like to thank my radio team, Read to Me, Melly, Aria, Beloved Star, and Princess Clary. I'd like to thank Zane, because he did not drop. Zane's peeps. It was just hardest show I've ever produced. Probably will never do it again. I'm glad you guys remember it so fondly, and it meant enough to you guys to vote. Either that or it was just placed first when you on the scroll down menu, and you guys just forgot to vote for this one, so I won by default, as I did on the radio. No words. Production of the year, like, in this mixed category with 10 things, all of different, like, genres. I don't know. Like, I should have written a speech for this. It's cool because I always said, like, I said recently I didn't think a podcast should win, I didn't think a competition show should win, but this show, like... I had to put legit work into and write things, and I guess it's kind of a mixture of a lot of different types of shows, and I don't know. This really means a lot to me. I completely did not expect this one. Thank you guys so much. We have one more award to present, the VH MVP Award. This award, staff chosen, Ambie and I chose this one, and it goes to someone that's been really active on VH and really supportive of VH, somebody that works really hard on VH, someone that has done a lot for VH, and someone who makes VH more epic for being at VH. And this award could go to many, many people, but the one we've chosen for 2012, somebody who came to VH and just jumped right in, Princess Garnet, you are the 2012 MVP. Well deserved, I think. Congratulations to you, madam. It was an epic, epic night, Ambie Lee.
It was a journey, a challenge.
I'm glad I won something.
Nah, I'm glad I won some things, too. I won some things I didn't think I was going to win.
I'm glad you sobered up.
I did sober up since then, you know. I had to have a couple, you know.
You're supposed to drink at the after party, not during the show.
Well, after all I had to go through, that was like an after party for me. I was just like, it was a party not having to mix anymore.
It was like the Ambie Lee show for a little while there.
Yes, it was.
It's Amy's WTF award show time.
Oh god, this whole thing is an episode of WTF story time within itself. This whole thing, I mean, what the fuck was up with Chaz? Who the hell is Chaz?
I don't know, you tell me.
I don't know, it was just some guy I picked up on the side of the road to record stuff. I don't even know.
These award shows are a big group effort. Thank you guys that participated. Yeah. The people that said they were going to and didn't.
Suck it.
Suck it. I hope you didn't win any awards. Okay, I feel better.
Had to vent that out.
Should we announce the next award show coming up or no?
I don't know if we should or we shouldn't. Or we should make them, you know, kind of sweat it out.
Stay tuned for the next award show coming later in the year.
Yeah, there is one, and it's not, we're not talking VHMAs.
Nope. New award show.
New award show. That's your teaser.
Yes.
This is the teaser trailer.
Thank you guys for listening. I have nothing else to say. You?
Congratulations to those who won. Your badges will be coming soon.
Good night, everybody.